In this lesson, we name one of the biggest dangers in modern wedding ceremony design, postmodern ceremony drift. Postmodern ceremony drift happens when the couple's private story becomes the highest authority in the ceremony. The language may sound warm, beautiful, and personal, but underneath it is a dangerous idea. Marriage means whatever this couple says it means. A Christian wedding officiant must lovingly reject that idea. The couple's story matters, their personalities matter, their family background matters, their emotions, hopes, fears, and dreams matter. But their story does not create the truth of marriage. Christian marriage is received before God. It is rooted in creation. It is affirmed by Jesus. It is witnessed in Scripture. It is practiced within the church's historical understanding of covenant life. It joins one woman and one man before God in a public covenant of faithful love. That means a Christian ceremony cannot be built on your truth and my truth. It must be built on God's truth. This is where Christian philosophy helps us. Christian philosophy teaches us not to reduce marriage to only one part of reality. Marriage is not only romance, it is not only biology, it is not only law, it is not only family tradition, it is not only personal happiness, it is not only sexual attraction, it is not only a beautiful event, it is not only a social contract. Marriage is a many-sided created reality under God. A wedding ceremony includes emotion, beauty, words, promises, family law, public witness, embodied presence, worship, and love. But all of these aspects must be ordered under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. When one part takes over, the ceremony becomes distorted. If emotion takes over, the ceremony becomes sentimental. If aesthetics take over, the ceremony becomes a performance. If law takes over, the ceremony becomes paperwork. If family expectations take over, the ceremony becomes people-pleasing. If romance takes over, the ceremony becomes fragile. If personal story takes over, the ceremony becomes postmodern. But when Christ governs the ceremony, every part finds its proper place. Beauty serves covenant, emotion serves faithfulness, family serves witness, words serve truth. Personalization serves Christian marriage. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. The bride stands as an organic female image bearer. The groom stands as an organic male image bearer. These are not self-created identities. They are creation realities received before God and lived out under Christ. At the same time, Christian philosophy helps us avoid shallow stereotypes. The groom is not called to domination, harshness, emotional distance, or cultural machismo. He is called to Christ-like husbandhood marked by sacrificial love, faithfulness, strength without harshness, and tenderness without passivity. The bride is not called to fear, self-erasure, performance, or silence. She is called to faithful Christian wifehood marked by wisdom, dignity, strength without hardness, peace without self-erasure, and surrender to Christ. So the Christian officiant must guard against two errors. The first error is postmodern self-invention. We define marriage for ourselves. The second error is shallow traditionalism. Marriage is just cultural roles and stereotypes. Christian ceremony design rejects both. We are not helping couples invent marriage. We are not trapping couples in stereotypes. We are helping one woman and one man enter Christian covenant marriage before God with truth, beauty, dignity, and grace. For the one wedding officiant, this gives confidence. You do not need to sound trendy. You need to sound faithful. For the experienced officiant, this gives discernment. You can personalize deeply without surrendering the meaning of marriage. For the chaplain, this gives clarity in sensitive settings. A ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this gives a formation path. Help the couple clarify their story, but always bring that story under God's larger story. Christian philosophy does not make the ceremony abstract. It makes the ceremony wiser. It helps the officiant say, with warmth and conviction, your story is real, but it is not sovereign. Your vows are personal, but they are not private truth. Your marriage is modern in setting, but ancient in Christian meaning. That is how Christian philosophy protects the wedding ceremony from postmodern drift.